probably about as good as we can get it. Ben and I used to play that together a long time ago.
We've not played together in a long time.
No. We played together a couple times this summer, and that's the first time we've really played together since the early 70s. Probably 73, 74. 74 is about the last time that he and I really played together, and anyway, a couple times this summer we played together.
Yeah, we got in a lot of plants to your
back then, yeah.
Whip it up one pretty little girl.
Just a minute. Can you tell when something's in tune? Would you see if I'm in tune with him? Hit your second string.
I didn't hear anything bad.
Pretty good.
Okay. Let's practice it once and we'll...
Scared.
All Wanna try it again? Wanna try it again? Let's put it down again.
You want to again?
Yeah.
They call it Jug Around the Hill. You hear them call it Jug Around the Hill over there in Clay County.
Yeah.
But,
Jimmy Johnson?
We just played
is
that.
Is that what it is, Jimmy Johnson?
Close to it.
It's a little different style to what some of them play.
Did you get you some real stuff there?
If I see I'm going to play something right, I'll change it. Jerry knows that.
You didn't give it to me. it in the neck of the guitar.
It's here somewhere.
There's your capo.
How'd that sale man work out?
Went along all right.
Did you play the cross-eyed fiddler?
No, we didn't play that.
Keep aiming some easy ones.
Want some of this, Joy?
I'm all right, I think.
Yeah, don't pay to pay to buy them off, friends.
You found our market all right, I reckon.
Well, the first place I went was sold out. I figured they must be cutting records all the time. Had a big rush on Super Glue this week.
You kind of like a Scotchman. I'll tell this anyhow. You come to this country, knowing you'd never heard a mule bray. Well, to start with, they're supposed to be pretty conservative, you know. He went to a barbershop. He asked the guy how much for a shave. He told him 50 cents. Couldn't stand that. Well, he said, I can shave you dry for a quarter. Well, he decided he'd just let him shave him dry. Him and his buddy is going on down the road, and he heard this old jack of bread. His buddy said, what in the world is that? He said, I don't know, but said, I'll bet he's taking of a dry shave. With a beer. I'd love to have one with you.
He don't care.
It sure alive includes that first album I could cut. It took 73 bottles of beer and a fifth of Jack Daniels.
Up in Dayton.
Ken Davison.
Ken Davison?
I wonder if he's ever heard of poor old Ken. I was going to beat the hell out of him talking, and I've seen he wasn't way over 150 pounds and didn't have a brain in his head.
It's a guy who produced a lot of records around here about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. And they never got distributed anywhere.
What
label was
it? Kanawha.
Kanawha.
And he sold out the county.
Did he? Okay. Did yours ever come out on
she
county?
It sounded like one town down there, I reckon. I just got to discuss that quick fooling.
Yeah. Most of Glenn's come out with somebody else's music on it.
Yeah, I've got a box full in there. My jacket, my label, and somebody else's music. Lord, I'm mercy.
She wanna know if you want any coffee.
No.
Lynn?
Coffee?
No, nope, I'm fine.
You better have some.
You haven't put me to sleep yet. You haven't put me to sleep yet.
Put a little mess on there and did a pretty good job with it.
Yeah.
Hey, it.
Right down on the floor, Glenn.
Go. Pretty Little Mess is the same tune as Hammond's has played.
No, thank
Johnson. John Moore's plays in Hardground Street. Mm-hmm. He plays and calls for no mess.
You know, I saw that there was a Puffin Burger in the Chapel Collection.
The one I played
in Marlington, who played Hardground Street.
Is that right?
I play it. That's called it. The one I play in called Pretty Little Girl.
Pretty Little Girl.
That's a low gap style.
They play that in West Virginia.
Oh, Lord, how mercy. They just tailed haul off and sang that down there. I'm going to marry that pretty little girl and ooh.
Yeah.
know the words to that?
Charleston.
Yeah. Come all young boys, listen to me. Don't take a girl to Tennessee. For when you get married and can't agree, it'll aggravate your soul. We went to get married in an automobile that runs so fast you couldn't see the wheels. When I found that the license had been forgot, it aggravated my soul. You ever hear AP do that?
Well, where were we?
Get an F. Tell this tonight. Here's what me and my old buddy down at Parkersburg stuff we do. Wait a minute now. I was watching for you where you're going to go. We're going to do this. I'll have to get on here. I keep watching you and keep going up. Oh, this is piddling. Up and him 73 years old. He bought him, he wasn't satisfied with his D-45. He bought him a new D-28 the other day.
you want to try that one on there?
Well, that's not old time. Well, in a way it is.
It's old time enough.
Huh?
It's Glenn Smith.
He may way up to thousands for that thing one of these days.
Okay. Jack played badger, I think.
I talked to a guy the other day that saw sitting down. And said after he got out of the pen, he'd come around to, even up into West Virginia, come to county fairs and stuff. With some kind of stuff he made while he was in the pen or something.
Mm-hmm. I was there at the fairground at Galax when T.L. Phelps tried to put him out.
When what?
When Tom Phelps tried to run him out of the fairground there at Galax, I was just a little old bitty kid. And he told Phelps that he didn't come there to be run out, and the best thing not to mess with him.
Is that the same Phelps as the Baldwin Phelps?
Baldwin Phelps. Mm-hmm.
You know what we're talking about?
No, I have no idea.
You ever hear of the shootout at the Hillsborough Courthouse?
Yep.
Hillsville.
Hillsville. That was Sidney Allen.
Tommy Gerald told me, if Jack Allen had been there, there wouldn't have been no hill. Jack was a big man.
If Jack had been there, there what?
Said there wouldn't have been no hill for him.
What was the name of that last one? The Rag?
Smoky Mountain Rag.
Well, what you got on your mind, Pappy?
What's another A tune? Let's play that one you played. Let's try it again.
Jimmy Johnson.
The one, the one you called the Jug Around the Hill for Clay County.
Yeah. Some of them call it Jimmy Johnson.
I don't know.
Glenn, what would you think of when Larry turns it on, you introducing the tune or two? Like that one, say, this is Jug Around the Hill, song called Jimmy Johnson, and then starting off. You all right?
Nah. Right down there.
It'd be nice to have a little bit of your voice on the tape.
Yeah. I sound just like old man Eck Dunford on the tape.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, tell him it is Eck Dunford.
Tell him you got this one in King Tut's tomb. You
know? Old Uncle Eck.
Lost in the building.
Claude Richardson was a fiddle player, and old Uncle Eck, he lived in a little old house, and his flue smoked, you know. And Claude told me this and just died laughing about it. He said, old Uncle Eck didn't have no money. So he told him, he said, Claude, he said, I'd like to get you to pile some brick on my chimney. He studied a little while, and he's afraid Claude would charge him, you know. He said, now, I don't want nothing fancy, but I said, when you get up there about 3 foot higher than where it is, just quit laying brick. Didn't want nothing fancy, but just quit laying brick.
Well, You guys want to do this together?
No, go ahead and play it. It's an A.
Do a half a practice turn?
Yeah, yeah, we just take a practice run on it.
Bring a jug around the hill.
You want to tell them what it is before you play it? We're going to record, Helen.
Helen?
Yeah.
We're going to hit one now.
We're going to try a little Jimmy Johnson here. Thank you.
freshman I played yet.
That's about the best tune I ever heard. Some property. Get rid of some property. He said he had a farm in Ohio and one in upstate New York. And he said, I'm going to sell it both and just keep my Clay County property. He said, damn taxes eating me up on that in New York. He is my hero.
He really and truly was one of those people that would tell a lie even for truth and happiness. Yeah. It's really, and I've heard people say that kind of stuff and exaggerate about people, but the truth would maybe would have helped him at times, and he would still tell a lie.
He preferred to lie.
That's right.
Told me and Frank one time up at Glenwood, he says, boys, he tells us all to be pretty well drunk. Boys, he said, let's all get out here and play a bunch of hornpipes. He's the only one he knows was fishing.
I think the best one was him telling about his people bringing his fiddle over from Italy back in the 1700s. That said his people brought his fiddle over in a covered wagon from Italy.
Mm-hmm. And John Morris asked him, how do they do when they come to the ocean? He said, they come with an ari.
They come through the nari.
They come with an ari.
Let's get a little of that granny take a look.
What key is that in?
B flat.
Get out of town.
High level hornpipe.
You want to play it? Not I can't really. Play it. Good.
Well, I'm just fiddling around down there.
Sorry.
Let's get out of that mess. Well, yeah. I just
where do you play that granny take a look at Uncle Sam?
A.
And it goes to a. And it goes to a.
To a G. From A to G.
Thank you.
fiddling.
That's good.
Just been sick and I've just not been fiddling. I ought to practice a lot.
Let's lay her down. Let's put it on.
What's the name of this
time,
Granny?
Uncle Sam.
Grandma, take a look at Granny. Uncle Sam. I don't know what in the hell he is doing, but he must have been pretty bad.
Give it, can you give us
Billy in the low ground, he found three or four notes.
Two times.
That's what I was talking about.